Don't think of a house, think of
the most amazing property.
Oh, wow.
Don't think of living space, think of
the main attraction.
How cool is this property?
Don't think of a garden, think of
the beautiful space to just unwind.
What more could you really want?
Think of a millionaire's world. Listing Josie.
Think of a millionaire's world. We can only dream about some of the properties that are featured on Listing Josie, the BBC Lifestyle Property Reality TV series, returning this evening for a second season. If you haven't seen it, oh my word. So it basically follows a group of high-end property brokers as they try to list and sell their multi-million rand properties in and around Johannesburg. The estate agents from the first season return, and they include, of course, Graham Dietrich, Lara Nathan, Edgar Nche, Jabu Mazibuko, and Ryan Kwan. And there's an additional new agent, Willem? Kumalo. Nick Anell is Listing Josie video and television producer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I mean, this is such an incredible series because I, for example, feel like a bit of a voyeur, if only because I know I'll never afford any of these homes. Nico, are you there? Nico? Oh, I think I know exactly what's going on. I'm going to put Nico back to the producers. Nico is on a playback, so I think he's a bit behind because he's listening on some other device, I would imagine. All right, we've lost the connection with Nico now after that fantastic introduction. We're going to try and get him back on the line to speak about the series, but I think he was probably playing back on a device. Looking at the producers now, do we have Nico? No, not yet. 1, 2, 3. Doesn't look like we've got Nico back on the line. Oh, yeah, we do. Nico, do we have you?
Bongani, thank you.
Ah, okay. Got you. I was saying part of the reason some of us watch, you know, your program almost as voyeurs because we will never afford some of these homes. It's quite something, isn't it?
It is spectacular, you know, like some of these houses, obviously, with the current state, where everyone's got solar panels, all of these things are sorted. So for us as producers, I mean, this is the only chance we often get just to go to these properties to go charge our phones and stuff, you know. So it really is spectacular places, and really, I think that's what started it all. This week, we as producers just wanted to step up and, you know, get into these properties.
You reminded me of a friend who posted that she goes to gym for the lights and the water. I mean, one of the things that fascinates me is as a layperson, as somebody who is obviously not a property expert at all, it feels like much of a muchness. How do you determine whether a property really is worth 40M or 60M or 80M? It seems to me at that range, you know, I'll believe whatever you tell me.
Look, so we're fortunate enough. We're also the team that produced List in Cape Town. So putting the two sort of areas together, I mean, we've seen amazing things in Joburg. Properties that are on the books for about 60 bar, but if you move that property and you put it in Cape Town, it's probably about 200 bar. You know, so the juxtapositioning of the two areas as well is obviously which dictates, and obviously where the properties are. We saw amazing, massive, big properties out in sort of Kenton side that's 12 million, but move that into Bryanston, you're talking about 30 million. You know, so it's just that's the interesting thing. And all of a sudden, by giving viewers an imaginary 50 bar in their bank account every Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, you know, that's the interesting dialogue that we want to create.
And location, 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 that old adage is exactly what you are talking about. How much is that about perceptions? In other words, once you're inside your yard, behind your gates, so to speak, should it matter where you are?
I think post-COVID, everyone has sort of made their house, you know, the little sanctuary they need to be. So these properties, they've got gyms, they've got cinemas, they've got massive, massive, massive entertainment areas where you probably don't need to go outside your walls during the week. You know, just maybe pop out on a Monday to get your groceries for the week. But, I mean, that's your sanctuary for the whole week, which you don't need to step your foot out. You've got everything right there, entertainment spaces, pool areas. You know, you've got your own little bed and breakfast that you're living in.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously your groceries can also be delivered these days, so you really never have to leave your home. Can we expect any famous faces this season?
Yeah, we've actually been fortunate to feature quite a few famous faces. Episode 1, for example, starts off with Fatuan. He's a visual artist and looking at properties out sort of towards the south of Johannesburg in the luxurious Eye of Africa area. Theo Beloy, Mr. Batu, he's in episode 3 looking at a beautiful property out in Bol for all places. And even faces Mats and Davi, current Miss SA, is featuring in some of the episodes, as well as Giselle Hoffman, which is a celebrity chef.
Yeah.
And Mr. Proverb himself, sort of towards the end of the season.
All right. And of course, it's on BBC Lifestyle here. Does Listening Jersey and Listening Cape Town, are they shown internationally? And if so, what has the response been to what perhaps people may not know about South Africa?
So in all of the African regions, wherever you're able to watch BBC Lifestyle, and again, that's the interesting part where all of a sudden South Africa becomes this haven where international dollars, you know, almost goes super, super, super far. So, I mean, that's what makes the properties so attractive within, especially Johannesburg. You know, your euros and your international dollars can go so far and you can buy a property.
So if you want one of these homes, go make your millions in euros and pounds and come back. Nico Nell, thank you so much for your time. Of course, you want to see New Listing Jersey. It's on BBC Lifestyle. The second season premieres tonight.